I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. The Boston Celtics take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 93-80 win on the road in Game 5 over the Miami Heat as Jaylen Brown leads all scorers with 25 points while Jason Tatum contributes 22. Miami was playing without NBA Sixth Man of the Year Tyler Hero, who continues to deal with a groin injury. Game 6 will be in Boston on Friday. The Blues stay alive in the NHL playoffs as St. Louis gets past the Colorado Avalanche 5-4 in overtime as Tyler Bozak scores the winner at the 3:38 mark. Colorado led 3-0 halfway through the second period before the Blues came back to tie the score at 4 with just 56 seconds remaining in regulation. The Avalanche still lead the series 3-2 with Game 6 in St. Louis on Friday. 13 games on the Major League Baseball schedule with just two matchups featuring both teams at 500 or better records as the New York Mets fall at the San Francisco Giants 9-3 while the San Diego Padres lose to the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 in the final game of their 3-game set. The New York Yankees placing outfielder Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list with a right calf strain. So far this season, the slugger has hit 11 home runs and has driven in 35 runs. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies have placed outfielder Chris Bryant on the 10-day injured list with a lower back strain. On the season, Bryant is hitting .278 with no home runs and 4 RBIs in 74 plate appearances. Elsewhere, the Minnesota Twins placing rookie pitcher Joe Ryan on the COVID-19 injured list. The 25-year-old is 5-2 with a 2.28 ERA so far this season. The sale of Chelsea to a group led by Los Angeles Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly has been issued a license that grants the club sale by the United Kingdom government. The Premier League had first approved the purchase of Chelsea on Tuesday for £4.25 billion, but government approval was necessary for the sale to be finalized. At the French Open, another major upset occurs as 4th seed Maria Sakkari loses in straight sets to Carolina Muchova, while 12th seed Emma Raducanu is ousted in 3 sets by Alexandra Sasnovich. In the men's draw, a few big scares as 3rd seed Alexander Zverev and 6th seed Carlos Alcaraz both need 5 sets to advance to the 3rd round. Meanwhile, top seed Novak Djokovic, 5th seed Rafa Nadal, who's won the event 13 times, 9th seed Felix Auger-Aliassime, and 10th seed Cameron Norrie all move on to the 3rd round. Wager with confidence. Tune in to Bet the Edge weekdays with Sarah Perlman and Drew Dinsick. Whether you're eyeing the futures market, looking at player props, targeting some over-unders, or on the fence with an against-the-spread bet, tune in to Bet the Edge powered by PointsBet weekdays wherever you find your favorite podcasts. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.